Oh. Our service is in the service bulletin. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be His kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God,
you are our servant. All desires come, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you have taught us that without love, whatever we do is worth nothing. Send your Holy Spirit and pour into our hearts your greatest gift, which is love. The true bond of peace and of all virtue, without which whoever lives is accounted dead before you. Grant this for the sake of your only Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the first book of Samuel. Now the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord tormented him. And Saul's servants said to him, "See now, an evil spirit from God is tormenting you. Let our Lord now command the servants who attend you to look for someone who is skillful in playing the lyre. And when the evil spirit from God is upon you, he will play it, and you will feel better." So Saul said to his servants, "Provide for me someone who can play well, and bring him to me." One of the young men answered, "I have seen a son of Jesse the Bethlehemite, who is skillful in playing, a man of valor, a warrior, prudent in speech, and a man of good presence, and the Lord is with him." So Saul sent messengers to Jesse and said, "Send me your son David, who is with the sheep." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Yeah. Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Christ.
Jesus said, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist an evildoer. But if anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your coat, give him your cloak as well. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go also the second mile. Give to everyone who begs from you, and do not refuse anyone who wants to borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Don't even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. In 2002, my family and I moved into an old neighborhood in Wichita, Kansas, which is called College Hill. Every single house in that neighborhood is old. The house that we bought was built in 1917. It had beautiful old wood floors and high ceilings. And it was one project after another. There was very little insulation, and in the winter we were freezing. But the house had a history. The people that built the house were the Murdochs, and they owned the local paper, the Wichita Eagle. And evidently, in the 1920s, the Murdochs sat down in our living room with a man named Charles Lindbergh. And Mr. Lindbergh proposed the spirit of Wichita. But the Murdochs thought that was a terrible idea, and they turned him down. So he went to St. Louis. We had the history of a botched business deal that happened in our living room. And I was proud of that. We also had an attic, a third floor, that was completely undone, a kitchen which needed to be totally gutted and renovated, and our basement leaked whenever it rained. I quickly learned that all the neighbors loved to talk about their old homes. It was the culture, you know. You'd see someone on the street and they'd talk about how their pipe burst too, and you'd talk about it. When we moved into the house, the neighbors told us, they did not ask, they told that we were going to host the Christmas party that year. That way, everyone could walk through our house and see all the projects we had to do. And when I told them about our leaky basement, they all nodded, uh-huh. I knew exactly that they had the same problems. I loved that old house. And some days, I would wake up and I'd look around and I'd think about how I could paint this, or we could build that, and one day it was gonna be beautiful. One day. But I have to admit that some days I woke up and I looked around and I felt overwhelmed. As soon as one thing was fixed, another thing broke. And I just felt like maybe I would be living in a project for the rest of my life. And when I looked around at my neighbors' houses, it looked like they would be living with one project after another for the rest of their lives, too. Would it ever be complete? This morning, Jesus gives us some really hard instructions. These are words, my friends, that if you can follow them, you will really be walking the Christian walk and not just talking the talk. These are words that are really hard to do. Jesus says that if someone hits you in the face, you need to turn and offer them the other cheek. Have any of you ever tried that before? He says that you should give so generously, even if no one says thank you. Every time the Lord gives you income, you should give. And the hardest thing that he says for me, Jesus tells us to love our enemies. To love our enemies. You see, most of us define our lives by the people we love. When we think about our life, we think about those meaningful relationships. My relationship with my spouse, with my children, my best friends. That's how I define my life. But that is not how God defines our lives. You see, God looks at our troubled relationships. Jesus says, if you love the people who love you back, what good is that? How does that distinguish you from anyone else on the planet? You have to love the people that hate you. You have to love the person that talks behind your back, the one who never seems to be pleased with anything you do, the one who wishes you harm. You must love that one. It is your troubled relationships and the way that you work through those that define your life in God's eyes. And how hard is that? don't know about you, but I find that incredibly hard. And thank God that when Jesus said to love your enemies, thank God he wasn't talking about a feeling, because we aren't in control of our feelings, right? Jesus said, love your enemies. He was talking about things that you can do, actions, honoring them, treating them well, even when they don't treat you well, blessing them, praying for them. It is so hard to do. I feel like an unfinished house. I fix one relationship and then another one breaks. Or someone else does something that makes me so mad. And I try to say their name in prayer and I spit it out there. Do you know that in the Old Testament that we read, King Saul was going mad. He was going insane, and he hated a young man named David. He despised that young man. He was jealous of him. He wanted him dead. And what did David do? Every evening, David went into Saul's bedroom, and he sang to him. David sang to the man who hated his guts. And every single Sunday, what do we read in worship? We read the Psalms, right? We love the Psalms. The Psalms are songs that a man sang to someone who hated him, to his enemy. And it's some of the most ancient and beautiful poetry in the world. So how do we do it? How do we love the people who drive us crazy? Be perfect, Jesus says, just as my Father in heaven is perfect. Doesn't that sound impossible? Be perfect? I'm never going to get there. I looked up the ancient Greek word for perfect that Jesus used. Do you know what it means? It means be complete, be finished, be mature. It's as if we are like that old house that I owned. We've got one unfinished relationship after another, and we have to keep working on them and resolving this and working on that. But one day, we will be complete. One day, we will be finished. We will be so mature and so full of love that we can love even the people who drive us crazy. One day we will be so well that we will be able to love even them. You know, a funny thing has been happening to me lately. I've been waking up at about 4:30 in the morning, maybe 5. I sit down and look out my window, say my prayers, and I noticed something. Very early in the morning, there is often a bird that starts to sing while it's still dark. And that bird just launches into song, believing that the sun's going to rise sometime. It's like the bird can't stand to wait anymore. It's just going to start singing, and then a few others join in. And I think about David singing to the man who hated him. And I think that God is asking you and me to sing, to love the world, to act radically, give generously, honor people who despise us, even though the world is still dark, even though people are being shot at gas stations, even though the Ukraine and Venezuela are being torn apart, even though the light really hasn't fully come yet, we're supposed to sing. And we are supposed to love like the sun has already risen. Because the dawn from on high will break upon us. Oh yes, and we believe that, don't we? Amen. The dawn from on high will break upon us. And until that time, we are to sing into the darkness. And that's what makes us followers of Christ. Not because we love our kids, but because we love the people who hate us. And because we will give even when no one notices at all. Because we are willing to love radically. As if the kingdom is about to dawn upon us. I know that you too, like me, you're an unfinished house, aren't you? And you're so beautiful. But you're one project after another, aren't you? We all are. Eventually, I had to move out of that house. I just couldn't handle it anymore. But I thank the Lord that He never moves out of us. He works on one project after another, and He knows, I believe the Lord has full belief, that one day we will be complete, just as Jesus is complete. Amen.
Please rise. In the presence of God, let us profess our faith to one another in the words of the Nicene Creed in our bulletin. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, He came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, He became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, He rose again. In accordance with the Scriptures, He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, He is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
In this season of Epiphany, we remember the wise ones whose journey by the brightest starlight brought them to the light of the world. Let us pray together, saying, Christ, be our light. For the people of God throughout the world and for all of us gathered together here, that we will learn how God wants us to live, let us pray together, saying,
Christ, be our light.
For the nations of the world, especially the nations of Africa and the Middle East, for all who work for justice, freedom, and peace, let us pray together, saying,
Christ be our light.
For our families, friends, and neighbors, for all who we love, those who live, and those who have died, I invite you to speak their names aloud.
us on the way.
Let us pray together, saying,
Christ be our God.
For all who are sick, sad, hungry, afraid, alone, or any kind of trouble, that they will be helped and comforted. I invite you to speak their names aloud. For peace in the Ukraine, in Venezuela.
For Mark, bless him.
Let us pray together, saying,
Christ be our God.
For what is in our hearts today, we ask you to hear us, God.
For our Cup and Come Curcio teams, for our Weave team.
For all that we have and all that we share, we thank you, God. I invite you to name your blessings aloud.
Give thanks for the H. Alvin Memorial Chorale today and their beautiful music for this cathedral.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, we ask you to pour out upon us your Holy Spirit and that great gift of love that comes from you. Empower us by your Spirit to be loving and to let our love fall upon the good and the bad, that we might imitate you on the cross in our daily life. And we pray these things through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Confession of sins is in the bulletin. Let us kneel and confess our sins unto God Almighty. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone, and so uphold us by your Spirit. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Please rise. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Please be seated. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to St. John's Cathedral. We're so blessed you're here. Welcome, H. Alvin Green Memorial Chorale. We're so grateful you're here. You're going to spoil me with your amen, and I love it. I love it. If you're new to the congregation, please raise your hand. And the ushers will bring you a gift, but you've got to keep your hand up so they can find you. It takes them a while to get over here, so keep them up high and keep them on up until the gifts come. Welcome, welcome to all of you who are visiting. We're so glad that you're with us today. If you're interested in helping plan the spring parish retreat, join us today at noon with your ideas and see the bulletin for details. You're going to get a wallet medication card next Sunday from our parish nurses if you want one. This card is to help you and your family members remember your medicines and how they interact with each other. See the bulletin for the time and place for that. Weave, which is a group of intergenerational people, will be meeting in Cummings Chapel for worship, followed by potluck supper next Sunday. Details about that in your bulletin. Also, the choir had a great rummage sale yesterday, but there was a lot of good stuff. Oh, we still have a gift bag, guys. We're looking for another one. Oh, two, three, four. Great, they're going to get more. You can put your hands down, and I'll tell you when to put them back up again. They're going to get more. I love it. We have so many visitors. That's great. So the choir has kept some of the good stuff, and they've put it in Ingram Lounge. So if you want to buy some stuff, a rummage sale, After the service, just go over to Ingram Lounge and you'll see the sale set up there. And congratulations to the choir for a wonderful rummage sale. The season of Lent is just about upon us. Ash Wednesday is not this Wednesday, but the next one. Lent is that 40-day period where Jesus walked into the desert and prayed and fasted, and Christians all over the world will take on a discipline or a practice during Lent. Now, the church has Lenten brochures that we're passing out that explain some of the things we offer during Lent. I want you to think about what God may be calling you to do during this season. Guys, you can put your hands up if you're new now. I think you got one. Good. Okay. She's got one. Great. Think about what you might want to do during that period of about 6 weeks in order to draw closer to God. It's a short period of time, so you're not signing up for life. There is something called the Lenten Challenge, which priests and friends of mine all over the country have designed, and you can sign up on our website, or you can find out more about it in the Lenten brochure. What it is 21-4, like 2014, right? 21-4. 20 minutes of praying a day, 1 hour of worship a week. Hey, you already did that this week, right? And 4 hours of service to the poor during the season of Lent. So you have the whole season of Lent to get in 4 hours of service to the poor. 20 minutes of prayer, 1 hour of worship, 4 hours of service. That's the Lenten Challenge. I challenge you to go on our website and sign up. We would love to have Christians all over the country doing this. I believe in it. It brings you closer to God. And last but not least, every week the staff counts every penny that comes in here, and we pray about it, and we use every penny. So we want you to be generous. Every week, be generous with the church. Our Needy People's Fund is almost out. We're helping so many folks with rent, with bills, to try to keep them in their homes. So be generous. As our Lord Jesus Christ said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
Come on, girl, of this world, this place of your own.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
God of all power, ruler of the universe, you are worthy of glory and praise.
Glory to you forever and ever.
At your command, all things came to be. The vast expanse of interstellar space, galaxies, suns, the planets in their courses, and this fragile Earth, our island home.
By your will, they were created and have their being.
From the primal elements, you brought forth the human race and blessed us with memory, reason, and skill. You made us the rulers of creation, but we turned against you and betrayed your trust, and we turned against one another.
Have mercy, Lord, for we are sinners in your sight.
Again and again you called us to return. Through prophets and sages, you revealed your righteous law. And in the fullness of time, you sent your only Son, born of a woman, to fulfill your law, to open for us the way of freedom and peace.
By his blood you have reconciled us. By his wounds you have redeemed.
And therefore we praise you, joining with the heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all those in every generation who have looked to you in hope, to proclaim with them your glory in their unending hymn. So, Father, we who have been redeemed by him and made a new people by water and the Spirit, now bring before you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his friends and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup, gave thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering now his work of redemption and offering to you this sacrifice of thanksgiving, we celebrate his death and resurrection as we await the day of his coming. Lord God of our fathers and mothers, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, open our eyes to see your hand at work in the world about us. Deliver us from the presumption of coming to this table for solace only and not for strength, for pardon only and not for renewal. Let the grace of this Holy Communion make us one body, one spirit in Christ, that we may worthily serve the world in his name. Risen Lord, be known to us. Accept these prayers and praises, Father, through Jesus Christ, our great High Priest, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit your church gives honor, glory, and worship from generation to generation. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God, take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Our service of worship and joy ends with the post-communion prayer, which is on the last page of our bulletin. Let us pray together. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of your Son and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now, Father, send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Lord. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit, be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. May God, our Heavenly Father, who has revealed his love to us, his deep love to us, in his Son, Jesus Christ, fill you with his Holy Spirit, that you might share your love with all people. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you now and remain with you forever. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us go forth in the night, singing as little birds in anticipation of the rising and the coming of the light of Christ in our lives.